This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That was Clark Kellogg with the Ken Carmen Show and Anthony Lima this morning here on The Fan, talking about the current state of college basketball when it comes to the transfer portal, NIL, players getting their piece of the pie. A lot of programs are still trying to navigate the new world that is college basketball. Of course, the tournament is in town this weekend here in Cleveland at Rocket Arena today. The afternoon session at 12:40, number 15, Robert Morris against number 2, Alabama. And then at 3:15, it's 10th-seeded Vanderbilt against number 7-seed St. Mary's. The evening session at 7:25, number 10, New Mexico against number 7, Marquette. And the nightcap, literally, number 2, Michigan State against number 15, Bryant. Again, those games taking place over at Rocket Arena. And as I said earlier, walking in, saw a couple of buses lined up outside. Folks getting ready to, a couple of teams getting ready to head over to the arena and do a little March Madness, a little dancing here. My bracket is completely intact, only because I didn't fill one out.
Good man. See, you get it. I was trying to explain this to the guys yesterday about how, like, 5 years ago, I decided I'm done filling out brackets. I'm not doing this. I don't pay a ton of attention to college basketball. And then I find myself getting mad at the fact that I don't pay attention to a ton of college basketball when my bracket goes kaboom.
Well, my best brackets I found over the years were when I don't pay any attention to college basketball. I usually run myself into trouble when filling out brackets when I think I know what I'm doing. So, yeah, got a little busy, caught up, just didn't get around to it. So that's my big confession to folks today. I failed to fill out a bracket. I did pick Florida to win everything.
There you go.
I got them winning the national championship.
Of course.
I did not pick Clemson to go to the Final Four.
Well, you got that going for you. That's a smart way to go about some things.
Sources tell me if you pick Clemson, you're in big, big trouble this morning.
You're a little sad. Yep.
But
it said like 5 years ago, and like ever since then, I have enjoyed the tournament so much more with the fact that I have nothing riding on this whatsoever. And I just sit down and go, all right, give me chaos. I want all the chaos. Burn it. Let's go. Let's burn it down. Let's have a ball.
Like, I mean, the bracket hack was always you took 10 over 7 and you took 9 over 8 all the time. And you were usually in pretty good shape. Actually, we have a couple of 10 sevens here. So I would have taken Vandy over St. Mary's, and I would take New Mexico over Marquette.
What was the other one? I always said the 5-12s. I think the 5-12s were the other one that they always said, take a lot of the 12s over the 5s,
yeah,
because those 12s tend to be, those mid-majors tend to be pretty darn good.
But that was always my bracket hack, is I would take 9s over 8s, and I'd take the 10s over the 7s all day, every day, except for if it was Ohio State involved. Then, like, I would allow my Buckeye fandom to jump in front of my brain, and like I would always put Ohio State in the Sweet 16 no matter what.
Now, would you go the other direction too and have Michigan lose in the first round every time because of such
things? Every single time.
All right, good.
Good. I feel like as a Buckeye fan, I just feel an obligation there. Like going to church on Sunday, you do it because you're supposed to do it,
right?
And it makes you feel good, and it's you know, but like yeah, you have to pick against Michigan if you're an Ohio State fan.
The lady friend was going off about that last night when it came to her bracket because she had Michigan losing in the first, and that game got pretty close. So, you know, we all of a sudden became very, very heavy fans in the house of UC San Diego, the Tritons or whatever it was with the trident, because the two of us were looking at it going, that's a pretty cool logo. I like that logo. I get behind that. Like,
and they squeaked by.
It was a close one.
They had to sweat that one out, 68-65 yesterday, but... and I guess we learned yesterday Michigan's football program not nearly as clean as they purported it to be, apparently. So, just, you know, happened to see an indictment come down courtesy of the federal government.
Hold on, let me act like I'm shocked.
Okay, so I realize that's old news, but I did put on my shocked face when I saw that pop up. Yeah, it's an obligation. You have to root against Michigan if you're a Buckeye fan, but. You know, you can't really talk a lot of trash right now because they're in the tournament and the Buckeye basketball program right now is, I don't know if shambles is being over dramatic, but I don't feel good. And I'm leading into Ohio State as a football school. That's kind of how I'm coping with the utter disaster that the Ohio State basketball program is right now. The men's program. Let me clarify. The men's program is right now. That's my coping mechanism. Not the only Humpty Dumpty in the state that needs to be put back together, by the way.
Well, and you could always pull the classic college football thing on that, too. Going, Diebler's still getting his guys in there, and we're not ready to have that going. He's still installing a program and a legacy. You know, you can start that whole thing that every single football school does when they bring in a new coach and struggles.
Do we even know who's going to be the new coach at Ohio State right now? Like, they lost their coach, right? He's leaving. He gave up, right? He raised the white flags.
Don't think that's totally the case, but yeah, I don't know. I said I am the wrong one to ask on all things college basketball. I will forever state that one. I am the wrong one to ask.
You know, I miss the days of football and basketball just, you know, taking names. I almost said something else.
Yes.
Taking names. I miss the days of both of those programs taking names. The problem is Ohio State, every time it felt like they got good and they'd raise a Final Four banner, the NCAA would come and take it away.
And then have sanctions all of a sudden show up?
Yeah. that's my Ohio State basketball program joke there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Humpty Dumpty being put back together, the Browns are kind of sort of being put back together this offseason in non-headline making fashion. I feel like this offseason for the Browns so far has been meat and potatoes, which, by the way, is exactly what I felt they needed to do in the draft. I am on record. I'm not on board with either one of these quarterbacks, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. I just am not convinced. I'm not sold. So I'm like, you know, safe route. Either trade down or go elsewhere. Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, there are options. But when you look at what Andrew Berry has done to this point this offseason, yesterday they bring in Tevin Jenkins from the Chicago Bears. He's a guard, but he can move around the offensive line. They brought back Tony Brown, one of their special teamers. They added another defensive end, Cornelius Lucas. He's a swing tackle. They brought him in this offseason, brought back Devin Bush again. These are things that they don't sell season tickets. They don't get fans excited, but they're very important moves in the team building scheme of things. And when you look at the current state of affairs, when you're talking about the Browns and especially like their offensive line, like, you know, keep in mind Dewan Jones, he's coming off injury. Joel Bitonio, we'll probably see him in training camp. I say that tongue in cheek, but like he's not going to do a lot this offseason. So you've created some depth and some flexibility on that offensive line, which is an area that they've needed it, because if you look what has happened to that unit in the last 3-4 years, where they've had these injuries pop up, they've had to go deep into the well at times, especially at tackle. Having that flexibility, regardless of, I don't know, whatever quarterback they're going to pull out of a hat here in the coming days, weeks, or month, you need it. So I kind of feel good about what Berry has done establishing some depth on the offensive line. I think that's really, really important, and it's also underrated. Again, it's not going to sell you a lot of jerseys in the team shop, not going to sell a lot of season tickets off of it, but I think today the Browns' offensive line room, much, much better than it was a month ago. Before the new league year kicked in and free agency began. So that is a check mark for Andrew Berry. Now to the quarterback, because that's obviously what everybody wants to talk about, quarterbacks. Ken gives me grief in the morning. The afternoon boys, Nick and JP, they give me grief too. I'm not emotionally invested in what they do at quarterback. I honestly don't care. There are no good answers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Russell Wilson, whether it's Carson Wentz, whatever. If they start Kenny Pickett, which if they had to play a game today, Kenny Pickett's your start. Whatever. It's all about what it's going to take to get to the rookie, whichever rookie they're going to draft. And the deeper and closer we get to the draft, the more and more I become convinced they're taking a quarterback. Whether I like it or not, they're going to take a quarterback with their first pick. It makes too much sense. And almost because they have to. They are at a point where they have to keep taking swings. They have to. They're at the throw stuff against the wall point of the exercise here, Dan, where they just pull a name out of a hat, throw it on the wall, and see if they can get something out of it. That's what they did with Kenny Pickett. It's what they're going to do with, what again, whether it's Wentz, Russell Wilson, somebody else.
Veteran quarterback X.
Yeah, veteran quarterback X. Are we allowed to say that, or is that like trademarked by Elon Musk?
I think if we put veteran quarterback, we're okay in front
okay.
of it. Yeah, I think we're okay there.
All right. So veteran quarterback X, and then rookie quarterback X.
Right.
Right? For me, I don't think that the in over-under total moves that
no.
much.
No.
At all.
This right now, at least, again, one man's opinion. This is a 7-win team. You're looking at a 7-win team. And that might, some people may say that's way too low. Some people may say that's way too high. The only thing, I've said it from the beginning, and I will say it until the end. Have a plan, follow the plan. Have a plan, follow the plan. That's all I care about when it comes to quarterback, is that this organization has a plan at quarterback and they execute the plan the way that they drew it up instead of running around and trying to catch lightning in a bottle.
Here's my thing. I don't know what the plan is. Okay, Russell Wilson was in last week for a visit. That went quickly. Joe Flacco's still out there. I don't know that there might be some interest there, but I don't know that there's like tangible interest there. Carson Wentz, Mary Kay Cabot had the report earlier this week. Mutual interest. Well, there should be mutual interest. Wentz is unemployed and the Browns need a quarterback.
That is correct.
Aaron Rodgers, I have no interest whatsoever. I really don't care what that guy does. Then you get into guys like Desmond Ridder and Trey Lance. Again, there are no good options at that position. I have been telling you this for weeks. I don't know. Is this the part where I pat myself on the back for being right again?
I mean, you got a long day ahead of you. I would stretch before you do that, so you don't strain anything.
So let's get into these quarterback options for the Browns. 216-476-4092. Who would you like to see the Browns pick up? What veteran has you thinking that they are going to come in and make the Browns a playoff contender? I say nobody. What say you? It's Daryl Ryder, Dan Medigan, in for Baskin and Phelps till 2 on the Fan.